Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is still in the miracle-working business. Praise God. He doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Aren't you glad for that? Well, greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast as we continue on in a message I began yesterday on answered prayer. And I'd like to begin by reading a familiar passage, I trust, in the Gospel of Mark. And this is the 11th chapter, and it recounts the event when they were returning out of the city. They had gone to the Jerusalem, and then they came back, and in the morning they saw that that fig tree that Jesus had cursed had dried up from the roots. And Peter called attention to that. And so this is what I want to read, verses 22 through 26. Have faith in God. Well, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive. Remember the Lord's Prayer that I shared yesterday? Forgive us our debts as we forgive those who trespass against us. When you stand praying, that's very important. Forgive. And if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Okay, that's pretty emphatic, is it not? But beloved, what has been on my heart, aside from the needs of partners in the body of Christ, especially the physical ones, we need to hear with fresh ears what Jesus said, have faith in God. And it has been my burden to pray for God's people everywhere, the UCM partners, my radio family, for myself, that God would increase our faith. You know, that was a request the disciples made. And looking at another scripture, which says Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith, that means whenever we came to Jesus, whatever our circumstances were, he had to impart that measure of faith, which is given to every man, that we could have the wherewithal, the determination, the will, the decision to say, yes, I want to receive Jesus. That took faith. You didn't manufacture that all on your own. And so I think it is a fitting thing that we can ask the Lord to increase our faith, because, beloved, we need it for the times we are living in and the times which are ahead of us. We must have faith. And It is God's will that we are able to pray whatever we have need of, or in praying for others, that we believe in your heart, don't doubt. What he's really saying, so often we want to focus on our faith. Oh, I don't have strong faith, I got weak faith. No, when he says don't doubt, don't look to yourself, but look to the one who has promised. What did he say? He said have faith in God, not have faith in yourself or your faith. He said have faith in God, that he is a good God, he's unchanging, and he's given us exceeding great and precious promises. So when we pray, we look to Him as our wonderful Heavenly Father, as our provider. I mean, this might be really basic, obviously, for some of you, if you walk with God for a length of time, but you know, it's something we need to be reminded of. So often it's just a matter of, okay, we're very, you know, elementary about it. We say, okay, God, here's my needs. In Jesus' name, we end it and that's it. Well, we have to understand we are having an audience with the King of the universe. And because we are His children, He delights to give us the things that are necessary for life and godliness. And so, you know, so often the enemy makes Christians think that God doesn't care about their needs, or they're not worthy enough to ask. They fail God. And these are all lies and deceptions of the enemy. And of course, some are deluded into relying on self. Well, they may pray, but then they go about seeing how they can make the result happen, the answer happen. And they might not even think of it, but how often have we done that, you independent, self-sufficient folks? Right. I mean, you've prayed and then you will do, depending on what, of course, you're praying about, that you will do something to, for example, you have a technical problem, your computer's acting up, your printer's acting up, you'll pray, but then, of course, you will proceed, not that you shouldn't, to do whatever you might think might help the situation. Praise God. He honors our efforts, beloved. We need to be Christ confident, beloved. And remember, Peter boasted to Christ that he wouldn't, at the Last Supper, he would never be offended because of him. But what did Peter do? He denied Jesus three times, just as Jesus said he would. And again, Peter was deceived or deluded into thinking things that he would do or would not do. He didn't really know himself. God knows us really well. So I want to share, how can we look to receive answered prayer? Well, first, obviously, we have to pray in faith. We'll share more about that in a little bit. But we must pray according to the will of God. Now, what's the will of God? Well, we can always pray, Lord, let your will be done. But it's not just enough to pray that. We have to know His will. It's important to pray specifically when we can. And so His will is outlined in the Word of God. That's why every God-loving, God-fearing, God-anointed ministry stresses the Word of God. That's the basis for our belief system. Now, what is in the will of God? Is it His will to heal? Yes, it is. Is it His will for us to prosper? Yes. Is it His will for us to be empowered? Yes. That beautiful passage, Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches in glory. And He wants us, you know, John said, it is, I wish above all things that thou mightest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And so, let us go back to Matthew, we were there, and read what the Word of God says in the 8th chapter, verses 16 through 17. And it says, Jesus was ministering, and it says, when even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. He cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Now, that's what you say, well, that's what Jesus did. Well, I'm going to just stop right here because, you know, and so often people say, well, you know, the early church had that ability. So many today, nominal Christians, don't think that that's possible, that we can do the same works that Jesus did. He gave them delegated authority when He sent them out. Heal the sick, you know, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. Freely you've received, freely give. This was His instructions. Now, why? If this is the character of God to bless and to give and to heal and to deliver, He would give that to His early disciples, and then He would just, I mean, isn't that common sense? Why would He do away with it? That's what He wants His church throughout the ages to have been. And beloved, I mean, I don't know if you know much about Ireland, but some of those early medieval saints, they had the power of God. Saint Patrick, I tell you, he did some mighty miracles. He just didn't drive snakes out of Ireland. So, at any rate, I was promised I was going to read verse 17. Jesus did all these things. He healed, he cast out devils, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah, as the prophet saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. So this is why Jesus came, to give, to open the prison to them that are bound, to comfort those that mourn in Zion. Jesus came to minister to the whole man. And so we must pray according to the will of God. And this was very brief, but yes, the things I've mentioned, that is the will of God for you. You can find it in God's word. And then, of course, we are under attack and warfare, but your prayers, prayed in full faith, can put Satan on the run. What does the word say? Submit yourselves to God, resist the enemy, and he shall flee from before you. See, it's not just enough to resist. You have to be submitted to God, and he hates and fears the name of Jesus. He doesn't fear us, but he certainly does fear the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, so in the 13th chapter of Matthew, we find Jesus speaking in parables. And let me, well, I don't know how far we'll get. Jesus said, "Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." And the disciples came and said unto him, "Why speakest thou unto us in parables?" Oh, unto them in parables. Well, my time is coming to a close, and beloved, that is my burden. We need to have our faith stirred up. And I pray through these broadcasts, you're going to be stirred by the power of the Holy Spirit. My words are, they're ineffectual, but it's the Holy Spirit and anointing that will make them penetrate into your heart, into your spirit, so that we all can be living personally in a new dimension, and then we will be empowered to go about doing the things, those even greater works that Jesus commanded us to do. And I'm just sensing many of you are just getting a little excited. Praise God. Me too. It helps to preach the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, beloved, I will bring this broadcast to a close, and if there are needs in your life, as I said, my heart's broken, just it breaks as I read some of the needs that have come in, some of the trials. But you know what? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but what's next? Do you know it? I'm testing you. But the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Praise God. So with that, I bid you adieu for today. I thank you for joining me. I invite you to write, and I look forward to joining you again tomorrow at the same time. Until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.